This is 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, and you're listening to the Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Sharon, and joining me today is Magdalena Verdugo, CEO of YWCA of Southern Arizona. Welcome, Magdalena.
Thank you for having me here this morning.
So let's get started with your organization's mission.
When I'm asked about our mission, that is something that definitely excites me because I love it. It is eliminating racism and empowering women. And the empowering women and, of course, the eliminating racism is just brings a sense of purpose, at least to me.
And how do you actually accomplish the work?
We do it through programming, services, and advocacy that create sustainable, effective, and efficient means to place women of color more firmly and equitably in control of their futures. We do this by increasing their self-confidence and economic independence. We know that through high-quality jobs, livable wages, benefits, and the quality of childcare and access to adult education opportunity, our women can thrive.
Is there a specific program you'd like to highlight today?
I would. We have a special event coming up. It will be our first event out of COVID, and it's the Climate Action Anniversary Celebration that we will be hosting on September 9th. And this is a collaboration and partnership with the City of Tucson and Local First Arizona. We will be hosting on Thursday, September 9th here at our facilities from 9 to 12:30 in the afternoon, a panel presentation celebrating the YWCA's leadership as the first organization involved in Southern Arizona with Green Leaders Scale Up and the Tucson 2030 District Green Champion. So it's a sustainability, right? A conversation around environmental justice. We will be also featured in telling our story through a special magazine that will include an interactive guide that will showcase services, upcoming events, and contact information for climate action businesses and organizations to get engaged. So it's part of our environmental justice work and that excited that we've been firsthand involved in, but now being able to share how you as community members can also get involved.
Speaking of engagement and community involvement, how can folks find out more about the YWCA and the work you're doing in the community?
You could visit us on our website, www.ywcatucson.org. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook at YWCA Tucson, Instagram at YWCA Southern Arizona, and that's in AZ. And please go on to our website, ywcatucson.org, and sign up for our e-newsletter.
This is 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. You've been listening to the Nonprofit Spotlight. Joining me today was Magdalena Verdugo, CEO of YWCA of Southern Arizona. Thank you so much for joining us today, Magdalena.
Thank you for highlighting us.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.